Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Kayla. May I please have your zip code to locate an account for you?
We do not have an account there. I got a charge on my credit card, and we did not make it. Can you take that charge off for us, please?
Okay, well, I would need a little information from you to locate the charge. May I have your zip code and your name, please?
57717.
Thank you. May I have your name, please?
Shirley Dodson.
Thank you, Ms. Dodson. Allow me just a second to locate the account here. If you have a charge, you would have an account. So that's why I keep referencing it is an account. So give me just a second, okay? All right, Ms. Dodson. And just for security purposes, can you verify the shipping address for me, please?
No, I cannot, because we did not order anything from you. We do not have an account with you. Someone has gotten our credit card number and charged to your store in our name. And
okay.
I would like that reversed, please.
Okay, well, I wouldn't be able to tamper with the account that I've located under your name until I can verify that I'm speaking with the right customer. So
well, I never ordered anything, so I don't know how you can speak to the right customer. We never heard of the place. We've never heard of your business. We do not live in North Carolina. We didn't order anything from North Carolina. I don't know what to tell you. We did not order anything. The amount of the order is only $7.95, but somebody else has ordered this.
Okay. So in order for me to further assist you with what I've located here, I have to verify the account. I have to authenticate the account. Would you be willing to verify your email address?
No.
No? Okay. Well, I'm not able to give you any information or help you at all with the account I've located under Shirley Dodson by that zip code unless I can authenticate the account as being the correct person I'm speaking with. So if you're not willing to provide me with that, I'm not able to help you with any concerns or questions.
Who's your employer?
So we are a third-party call center. We house over 400 different online vendors and companies. So I would have to verify the account in order to tell you what I see here. I can't give no information without that.
Okay. I'll just wait until it gets onto the credit card further, and then I'll call, because I really do not want to give all that information out to somebody I don't know who I'm talking to, and you're not directly connected to this company. So
what we do here, we service calls for different companies. I mean, I have an account pulled up. I don't know if it's the right account unless I'm able to confirm some information on here is what your information is because of the name.
What do you need?
If you don't feel comfortable verifying the address, can you just verify an email address for me?
Address is 11146 Eaton Lane, Belfouche, South Dakota.
Thank you for that information. So I have an account pulled up here for, it looks like there was a contest entry for an ice maker that was done yesterday from a survey for $7.95. Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's for?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that going to be delivered?
It was a contest entry, so you pay the fee to enter the sweepstakes to win it. They announce the winners at the ending of each month via email. The email address that we have here is squirrel.123@hotmail.com.
Yes. But I didn't realize I paid $8 to enter the contest.
Yes, ma'am. That would be the only way to submit the entry.
That's quite a scam. Okay. Thank you for your help.
Okay, no problem. I'm sorry for any confusion there, but I thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.